Thank you, Bell Choir. That was beautiful. They blessed us already in the early service and again today. Thank you so very much. One of these days I'm going to join the Bell Choir, but I need the big one, you know, I need the big bell. Mary didn't believe that's going to happen, okay? By the way, I'm glad that you are going to respond to Jackie May, who is our presale team leader. What she mean by saying that we have lost lots of members, that we have lost by death quite a few people during this past year. And Presal goes first to these families as a comfort and sign of blessing and presence, not just from the church, but from the Lord himself. Also, if there's somebody sick in your family, or in the community anywhere, you don't need to be a church family member, we make sure that prayer ministry goes there and deliver these shawls. I have taken many shawls, actually recently two, for two community members in blessing their lives in their challenging life circumstances. In other case, there was a young man with an automobile accident, 19 years old, and was in a coma for almost 2 weeks, and when doing better, presale was needed there, and I had a chance to bless the family through this ministry. And the other case was a young lady who is dealing with a tumor behind her eye, a 15 years old lady, and we took presale also there. Many other stories weekly. So this may be your ministry to join to prayer shawl team. And one of our, maybe two of our prayer shawl, at least one of our prayer shawl team members have gone to be with the Lord just recently. So help is needed there. Opportunity for ministry. Wonderful opportunity for ministry. I'm looking to continue preaching on the theme titled Life-Giving Presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, there is no life, spiritual life in the church without Holy Spirit. There's no spiritual life in your life without the presence of the Holy Spirit. There are lots of people who call themselves Christians, and they may know the forms of Christianity, but there is no Christian life because there's no Holy Spirit in their life. There are lots of a so-called Christian organization in this world that have very Christianity left, if any, because there's no power and the presence and life-giving presence of the Holy Spirit in their ministry or in their organization. So life-giving presence of the Holy Spirit is critically important. It is who we are as a Church of Christ. This morning, the first point, I'm going to say something about we should be looking to find renewal for our Christian spiritual life instead of distance. As a response to this, God has given us so-called blessed means of grace. Means of grace. Channels and instruments of grace that God uses to build our life spiritually, to empower us, to give us grace and wisdom and all that we need. Some of you ask, what are means of grace? If you are Methodist, you know what these are. If you are not Methodist yet, you know what these are going to mean to you after a little while. Now, means of grace, they are spiritual disciplines, channels through which Holy Spirit bestows His presence to us. They are God's chosen channels to come to us. This morning we are going to remember our baptism, which is a sacrament, baptism, a sacrament, but also means of grace, the way God comes to our life, by the instrument of water. Our church father, John Wesley, saw it that in the Bible, God has ordained to us certain means of grace, means of grace. And through these means of grace, through these spiritual disciplines, we keep connected with the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, there are certain means of grace that we recognize fairly easy. These means of grace, they enable God's Holy Spirit to minister us, to fill us, to come into our heart, to empower us. First is prayer. When did you pray last time? You say, Timo, I'm praying as you preach. Prayer is a means of grace. It is ordained by God. Jesus used lots of these means of grace. Praying for us, as a matter of fact, interceding for us right now as I preach. Anybody can pray anytime in any given place. Prayer is a main means of grace through which God comes to us. When you pray, you are not just asking things from God, but you are opening your heart and your spirit way open for God's Holy Spirit to minister you. The Bible that you are holding in your hands is God's means of grace. God speaks to you through the Bible, through the Word of God. Your life comes from the Word. Water baptism, which is sacrament, Latin word sacrament means oath or pledge. We are going to talk more about it after a little while. Holy Communion, which is a sacrament and means of grace, brings Christ's real presence to us and a worshiping community. Holy Communion or Lord's Supper or Holy Eucharist, different names of the same thing. Then another means of grace is small group gatherings, Bible studies, Sunday schools, youth group, children's Bible study, your home Bible study. They are Christian conferencing, means of grace. God comes to you through this Bible study, this interaction with your Christian friends, brothers and sisters. And guess what? Bible is right in your midst, teaching you, guiding you, inspiring you, loving you, bringing you grace. And then there is fasting. Fasting or practicing abstinence is means of grace. Through fasting, you say no to your physical bodily needs for a moment, and you say yes to all your spiritual needs. During that time that you don't do what you normally do, eating or spending time with dining, you use that time for Bible study and prayer. That's why it can be a means of grace through which God's come to you. So we are seeking renewal through the means of grace of the Bible. When did it open your Bible last time? I hope you say this morning or last night I have my Bible time. Our homes are full of Bibles. When you think about your bookcase, you say, Timo, I have several Bibles there. Is there one at your dinner table? Is there one at your bedside table? Do you grab one when you come to church? You know, no, I don't do it. Baptists do that. We don't do that. It's a good habit for Baptists to have your Bible with you, especially if you are attending Sunday school. You got to know your word. Bible is definitely a means of grace to communicate with the Holy Spirit. You learn about God's word. You learn who God is to you. God offers His presence and bestows His Holy Spirit through His Holy Word. You really cannot be a Christian without reading God's Word, the Bible. Many times you have heard people say, I believe Bible says this and that. And then when you listen, you know that there's nothing about that in the Bible whatsoever. That tells that people quote Bible without knowing it. By reading and by staying in the Word, you can stay connected with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit comes to you through the written Word of God. The Trinity is always there when you read the Word of God. The Father and His will, the Son and His salvation, and the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit, who is Counselor. He teaches you through the Word. Holy Spirit doesn't have His own agenda He has only God's agenda because he is God. He never teaches different than what Bible says. God teaches his word to you by the presence, inspiration, and interpretation of his divine spirit. Holy Spirit resides in God's word. You'll be filled by the Holy Spirit, advised by the Holy Spirit, by reading the word of God. Our church father, John Wesley, considered himself to be a man of one book. In Latin, homo unis libri, a man of one book. Even though he published approximately 600 works on various themes, including medicine. Did some profound writing about medicine, even he wasn't a medical person. Well, he has studied medicine, but he wasn't practicing medical person. He resolutely maintained that he allowed no rule, whether of faith or practice, other than the Holy Scriptures. In his preface to his standard sermons, by the way, how many sermons we consider standard sermons from John Wesley? Come on, Methodists, you gotta know this. 52 sermons. And they are very short. If you are listening to them, they each last about 3 hours, okay? So you don't want to invite John Wesley to preach any Sunday here. If you are getting bored pretty quickly after hearing somebody preach, you know, talk about a long-winded preacher. Even you read one of his sermons, you better hurry to complete one sermon in 1.5 or 2 hours. Maybe you don't. So here is what John Wesley said in the preface of his standard sermons. He says, "Oh, give me that book at any price. Give me the book of God. Here is knowledge enough for me. Here is knowledge enough for me." So Wesley emphasized that through his word, God gives his Holy Spirit to teach us, to empower us, to fill us, to fill us. Are you comfortable with reading your Bible? Do you have your daily moments? Do you gather your family once in a while to read and listen to the Word of God? In order for us to receive God's Holy Spirit through the Word, we need to read His Word. How we read God's Word? Like we need to read newspaper or website or news? No. When you read God's word, you read it worshipfully. Worshipfully. It means that you read the Bible in unhurried, reverent manner. It is not a matter of quantity, but quality of your readings. Maybe you read one verse at a time, one chapter at a time. Something that helps you to worship God through His word and receive His Holy Spirit. The other way, for you to read God's word is to read it systematically. Systematically. This means that you have some kind of order for your readings, maybe order or table of your daily readings, consisting New and Old Testament readings. Our Christian education team has provided us a table of readings, helping you to follow a certain order for your readings, for you to receive and learn and be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's an excellent tool for you. Use it. Remember purposefulness of your reading. That word is very important. This means that by reading, by learning, you receive. You don't know God's will without learning and reading it from the Bible. By reading and learning, you can practice it. And now when you have, you can share it, because you have taken time to read it and to receive it. In order for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit through His Word, you need to remember dailiness. Maybe in the morning, in the evening. Maybe you want to follow some different regularity of readings. I think it's a good plan to read in the morning and in the evening so that you have your daily times with the Word. You remember singleness of purpose. You want to know God's will for you. And this is what this study is all about. We are about to start this Wednesday. Berea UMC, it's time for us to know God's will. Of course, correlation is important. You receive instruction from the Holy Spirit as you read. To make resolutions of your readings is that you put into practice what you just learned. Like John Wesley said, what I just read that I practiced. Let's read what Jesus says about Holy Spirit inspiring us when we read, filling our hearts when we read. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. This is John 14, 26, from the chapter we just read. Then baptism. We are remembering our baptism today. We are seeking renewal through remembering your baptism. It don't matter whether you were baptized as an infant. Maybe you were a teenage girl or boy. Maybe you are older than that when you were baptized. That doesn't really matter. The timing of your baptism was right. If your parents brought you into covenant relationship with the Lord through infant baptism, that's a wonderful blessing. That is what we prefer in the Methodist Church. Saying prefer, we don't want to say that other ways of baptism is wrong. We just say that that would be the right thing to do for Christian families. Baptism is a means of grace through which the Holy Spirit will minister the truth of Jesus Christ to you. Baptism is a sign. It is a symbol of new life. Christ gives that new life to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. The water itself doesn't do much good, but water as an instrument for the Holy Spirit does everything. Baptism is not what you do. Baptism, what God has done for you, you receive the gift of water, inspired by the presence of the Holy Spirit. But what does it mean? Do we actually become new people? Yes, we do, spiritually. It is the Holy Spirit that enables us to have both the faith and the willingness to change, to grow and to become new. To become new. To become new in the Spirit. In a one sense, we move away from the ways that defined us, our prior life, our life before baptism, and choose new ways that will define us from now on as we follow Jesus Christ. If you have been baptized, rest of your life is walking in the newness of your baptism vows. Walking in the newness of your baptismal vows. When you were infant, your parents gave their holy vows for your baptism. When I remember my baptism, I thank my parents that they brought me into covenant relationship with the Lord. Baptism is a door through which we enter into a new life. Apostle Paul says in Titus 3, 4 to 5, how baptism symbolized the washing away of sin by the Holy Spirit. Remember, the water itself doesn't do much, but the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Word, does it. Here's what the Bible says. When God, our Savior, revealed His kindness and love, He saved us. Not because of the righteousness things we have done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth, a new life through the Holy Spirit. And baptism is a picture of that. What has happened inside your heart, or what is going to happen in your heart, that is outside being put on you through the blessing of the water. So baptism symbolized the death, drowning of the sin nature and the resurrection of a new Christ-like nature. Apostle Paul teaches in Romans 6, 3, or have you forgotten that when you were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. This is what baptism means. You ask, well, who gave me that power? The water or what? Who gave me that power? Holy Spirit does give you that power. You won't be able to walk as a disciple of Christ at one moment or one inch without the Holy Spirit. Who gives that deep spiritual content through the blessing of water? Holy Spirit does. Holy Spirit does. When Jesus was baptized, remember, the whole Trinity was represented. The Son was to be baptized. The Father claimed this Jesus to be His, and He loves Him. And then the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus as a dove, visibly. This is what happened when you were baptized. When you were brought into baptismal covenant, or when you received baptism as a teenage boy or girl or a little older, however old you were, you can hear God saying, you are my dear daughter, you are my dear son, and I love you. I love you. Please receive the blessing of the water. Through your baptism, God tells you He loves you. And when you accept Christ into your heart, Holy Spirit comes to live in you. And when you were baptized, you decided to put Christ on you, if you were that age, so that you belong to Christ inside and out. That is what it means. Christ is inside, and now through water, He is outside of you. It is God's Holy Spirit who confirms this knowledge, this assurance to your heart. You wouldn't be otherwise having that blessed assurance, knowing that Jesus Christ is yours, without the presence of the Holy Spirit. And water serves as an instrument of that blessing. So to believe today and having been baptized means that you are a Christian believer. You follow Christ. You are a disciple. For those who have not been baptized, the word says, rush, hurry, and receive the blessing of baptism. Walk in the newness of water by the Holy Spirit. And today, what we are going to do, we are going to remember our baptism. So I'm going to ask you to please come forward and remember the blessing of baptism. When you were brought into covenant relationship with the Lord as an infant, or when you are old and remember your baptism, you say, this water was used, this element of blessing was used when I was brought into covenant relationship with Christ Jesus. Let's bring the baptist a little bit closer. So when you come, you say, today I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I have been baptized in the water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today I believe and I have been baptized in the water, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Today I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I have been baptized in the water, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I live in the newness of baptism. I'm walking in Jesus' footsteps. My life is heaven bound. I'm a disciple, I'm the follower of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit lives in me. My life is empowered by the Holy Spirit. Today, at this very moment, I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I have been baptized in the water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. My life is heaven bound. I belong to Christ. He's my Savior and Lord. Today I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I have been baptized in the water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. My life belongs to Christ. I am heaven bound. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. Today, I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I have been baptized in the water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. My life is heaven bound. I'm a disciple. I'm a believer of Jesus Christ. He was baptized a week ago, this little baby, renewing his baptism vows. That's great. Today I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. My life is heaven bound. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. Today I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I have been baptized in the water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I'm a believer of Jesus Christ. I'm heaven bound. I'm walking in the newness of my baptism. My life is heaven bound. I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm walking with the Lord. Today I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I have been baptized in the water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. My life is heaven bound. I'm a disciple, follower of Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus. God is good. God is good all the time. Thank you, Jesus. We continue our worship time by the ministry of giving. If the ushers can come forward at this time.